The Lord's opening gospel doors in Haiti as an anniversary is remembered. A pastor is killed in South Korea, and you can help orphans hear the gospel through backpacks. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 6 months after the devastating earthquake that destroyed Haiti, providing aid and temporary shelter have been top priorities. Major rebuilding efforts are stymied. Mission Aviation Fellowship has a base in Port-au-Prince. The ministry's president, John Boyd, says while they provided key logistics for aid and medical care at the outset, MAF is now helping outside the city as Haitians continue to leave the capital.
Our people are flying in and out, taking the foodstuffs, the medicine, and everything that's needed in the interior to help sustain people.
MAF is also flying in doctors, church teams, and pastors. Boyd says MAF is more than a delivery and shuttle service. They're reaching out with the gospel.
The Lord has opened a door of opportunity spiritually where tens of thousands of voodooists in Haiti are asking huge questions. And so the opportunity for the gospel to be preached and taught, it's unprecedented in Haiti.
A dollar a day can adopt a plane and help open the doors to the gospel in Haiti. Next, a Muslim mob has murdered the wife and four children of a Pakistani Christian. Compass Direct News reports Jamshed Masih, a police officer, moved to Mustafa Colony after his department transferred him. When the predominantly Muslim community discovered their faith, a Muslim religious leader told them to leave, calling them scum. Their murders followed shortly after when they decided to stay. Now local authorities are too afraid to press charges. Pray for Masih's safety and for justice to be served. You're listening to Mission Network News. En route to Asian Access's leadership development session in Sri Lanka, Dr. Gary Parrott and Pastor Kenny Lee's bus crashed near the airport in Seoul, South Korea. The accident claimed the lives of Pastor Yi and 11 others and left Parrott in critical condition. Parrott's impacted many of these pastors, mentoring and shepherding them. Join A2 in prayer for Parrott's recovery and Lee's family. Next, after 4 years of successful child sponsorship in Africa, the Evangelical Free Church is branching out. The EFCA's Global Fingerprints is getting ready to launch its second sponsorship program, this time in the slums of Calcutta, India. Global Fingerprints' Jill Hall says the ministry is coming alongside partners who are already helping.
They already had a heart for the ministry, and we're doing the ministry without us, and so by us coming alongside, we can hopefully expand and increase what they are able to do as they seek to show the love of Christ to those in their community.
For $28 a month, kids will be well taken care of and surrounded by the local church and the gospel.
Their sponsorship funds go toward providing education, tuition, uniforms, shoes, books, medical care, nutritional support, just emotional and social support through the local church.
The program doesn't start till August, but contact Global Fingerprints via our website if you're interested in sponsorship. And how much hope can a backpack bring, anyway? Well, quite a bit when it's filled with a hygiene kit and scripture. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach says their Mission Backpack program collects new and gently used backpacks, then sends them around the world.
We're really excited that in Florida this year, we are doing a campaign concentrating on helping children in Haiti and disadvantaged children in Florida.
Orphan Outreach will be taking collections throughout July. Once they receive the backpacks, they'll fill them with hygiene kits, stuffed bears, and most importantly, Bibles.
We really make sure that all of these backpacks also are filled with a new Bible. So for us, it's getting the word of the Lord to children, letting them know that they have a Heavenly Father that loves them and has not forgotten them.
Your $15 purchases and fills a backpack. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with Faith Comes By Hearing's president, Morgan Jackson. To get your free CDs, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.